What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Want to thank you on this beautiful Thursday, September 15th, for tuning in, making us a part of your day. And today we're talking about He Lifts Our Head. He lifts our head. Psalm 3, verse 3. You, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. When your head is down, you can't see clearly. When you feel sorrowful or inadequate or insecure, you can't be confident. God wants to lift your head. He wants you to look up to where your help comes from. Psalm 121:1 says that. He's in control even when things seem out of control. He wants you to stand firm and trust Him. He wants you to know that you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. Philippians 4:13. Even when you feel at your lowest, God is your strength and your shield. Psalm 28:7. Come on, we got scripture this morning, friends. He's our protector and deliverer, which is Psalm 18, verse 2. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 that He cares for you. Giving God control over your life is a daily surrender. I'm going to say that again. Giving God control over your life is a daily surrender. Walking in victory is an hour-by-hour decision. Christianity means overcoming. Slaying every day, loving God, loving your family, focusing on the blessing, and holding your head high. Some days are really tough, but it's okay because God will lift your head for you. He is where your strength comes from. And then the thought is, what do you pray when you feel overwhelmed or feel weak? You know, something that hit me recently, because, you know, we have an opportunity. We're so blessed to help a lot of pastors out, right? Not just our own Engaging Heaven pastors, but many, many different pastors that we even oversee and all that stuff. One thing that I realize is people in general, you're going to get discouraged, right? In ministry, not just if you're not in full time, it doesn't matter. You're going to get discouraged. But here's the thing, like, we have to find our strength in the Lord. What I realized about David, the Bible says in the book of Genesis that, you know, he was discouraged. He was dressed for war. All the women and children were taken. Their homes were burned to the ground. He cried till there were no more tears. So just realize that alone is a lot of crying. And then it said he grabbed the ephod and he began to strengthen himself in the Lord. What you do with those thoughts determine where you go, right? How do you handle those thoughts? What you do with them is going to determine where you go. Like, so there's a thought, right? What are you going to go with? I remember years ago, you know, I know a lot of women struggle with their looks and how they feel about themselves. And, you know, you get these thin rail ladies talking about I'm fat. And I just realized, like, there's an attack on women about their image and about their self-esteem. And then when I'm talking to my wife, I realized she didn't really have that. Like, she wasn't trashing her body or constantly saying that she was ugly or whatever. And I said to her years ago, I said, how come you don't feel that way, right? Not that I thought there was anything wrong with her. I'm just interested in her inner strength. And I said, why do you not feel that way? Like, how come you're not just walking around saying I'm ugly, I'm this and I'm that? And she said, you know, years ago when she was in her early 20s, right? And she was like in her model looking phase of life. She said, look, I looked in the mirror one time in my early 20s. And I thought, I don't like what I see. And then my wife had that wherewithal to go, I'm not going to even go to where that second thought's going to take me. So what am I trying to tell you? The first thought, hey, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, that's it. It's free. The second one's going to cost you. And my wife said, I didn't want to know where that second thought was going to take me. That is incredible. She knew, all right, here's the thought. Here's the attack. It's from the pit of hell. Like, any thought that tells you you're ugly, you're this, you're that, that ain't heaven, friends. And she didn't want to know where the second thought was going to come from. And so I thought, man, you know, God has called us. That is strengthening yourself in the Lord. That's realizing I'm return to sender, bro. Return to sender. Because the thoughts of I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that, my husband's this, my husband's that, it's not from heaven. And you start entertaining those lies, you are going to empower the liar. You start giving into those thoughts, giving into those lies, you're going to find yourself manifesting that lie straight up. And so how do we strengthen ourselves in the Lord, man? What, number one, He's the lifter of our head. The Bible actually describes the Lord as the lifter of our head. He's our encourager. And so when you feel weak and you feel tired and you feel burnt out and you feel stressed or whatever it might be, man, y'all need to take a time out and get with the Holy Ghost. You need to shut the world off, because that's part of your problem as it is. You're just too, you know, open for business everywhere. Your mind's getting teed off by the devil and molested at every crossroad. So you have got to stop letting your mind be attacked and start just grabbing the ephod, worship and prayer, strengthening yourself in the Lord. You know how many times over the years that I felt like, man, I just need a different perspective. I need to hear God, you know, in me. But I remember years ago, man, I would just like, I literally just put on like a pastor's conference from like Bishop T.D. Jakes or something, you know? I was like, get myself out of here. I'm just going to focus on a different word, a different message. And many times, man, it was exactly what I needed to hear. So strengthen yourself in the Lord. Find a video, find a DVD, do something. Worship, pray, open the Bible, get alone with God, and don't let go until you feel that thing lift. Because if you walk around with that cloud and you walk around with those second and third thoughts, you're not going to be in a good place. You just can't do it. The Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How are we transformed? By the renewing of your mind. It's the renewing of your mind that allows you to be transformed. It's the renewing of your mind that sets you up on a different place. And so today, you might feel weary. Maybe you don't. You may feel discouraged. Maybe you don't. You might feel pressure. Maybe you don't. Either way, you better take this and tuck it away, because it's time. The Lord is telling us it's time to encourage yourself, strengthen yourself in the Lord, because He, my friends, is the lifter of our heads. That's it for today. Man, we love you guys. Great devotional. Let me know you're being blessed. Hit me up on all platforms. Leave a review. Let people know you're being blessed. We love y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Friday edition ahead. You know Friday editions are my favorite day of the week, and we're talking about apart from Him, we can do nothing. I'm out.